Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want, whether it's money, health, success, or relationships. Join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, PBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Boy, do I have some information for you today. Before we begin, if you think you want to talk to the channel and get some clarity today, please press 1 now so Stephen can get you in the lineup. If you're just joining us for the first time today, you have found quite an amazing place, quite an amazing community. We bring in, through a very accurate channel, the highest and most truthful and the highest understanding of that truthfulness that's possible right now. I'm being corrected already, or forever in perpetuity, because that's our intention, is to understand it in the highest way. We are always expanding. The information is always new. There is one core element which is always going to be in place, always has been in place, and always will be, is love. Love is the greatest creator and the greatest healer in this world. It is the greatest force, and it is a force to be reckoned with, and it is a force that we are not employing on a day-to-day conscious basis. We are not. And the more we move into love, be love, experience love, practice love, being the vibration of love itself, the more exponentially our lives work in every single subject. So welcome, everybody. I've got some mind-blowing information for you, and something that I've been looking for a very long time. First of all, I want to say I'm totally excited about Bubbleopaloo. The word is getting around. We're sharing it on Facebook. People are just sending beautiful affirmations about the joy their children are experiencing and how they just automatically talk back to the bear, and how soothing the voice is, and also through experiencing this with their children, they're realizing themselves as adults how very little they put this into practice, because they were never taught either. So we just ordered, thank all of you for all your support, we just ordered the second batch, which is what our Kickstarter primarily was for. If you are thinking about getting this little bear for yourself, a child, or the child within someone that you know needs it for Christmas, you better get on it right now, guys, because we're flying out the door, coming out of hibernation quickly here. So BuppaBear.com, BuppaBear.com. And thank you all for, you know, this is more than a bear. This is a movement. This is the I Love Me movement, because I can tell you without any doubt in me and the channel thing or me that this idea can change the world, literally, because it will change the world. And you'll understand this more after I talk today, on a personal level and therefore on a cellular level. Okay, I want to invite all of you, make sure it's It's a really important one. Make sure you read the e-blast tomorrow. If you're not on the list, get on the list at imdwallace.com. There are weekly emails that go out, and I write articles on information that connects the Sunday shows. And tomorrow's is a whopper. Okay, so I want to remind you all also that our webinar is coming up this weekend. It is the weekend, isn't it? Happy late Halloween, everybody. I'm in Vancouver, by the way, shooting Supernatural, and then go on to Australia to do a film. So I'm walking my talk. I'm bringing myself back to love, and you can see the creation that's happening in my life. Our event had to be moved from Wednesday to Thursday because I have to shoot Wednesday now. Money, Thanksgiving, and Rest-A-Give. It's a two-hour webinar with the channel where we come on and we literally, together as a community, channel the highest understanding around what gratitude, what giving and receiving, and what money has to do, all interconnected with each other. We brought in some awesome information in the past shows about this. Also, so here we go. Here's the information right now. And again, press 1 if you want to talk to the channel. Okay. If I want everybody to think right now, what in your life do you want to fix? So I want to make a proposal to you that if we get a high out of fixing things, saving things, conquering things, and we've talked about this, but this is a whole new understanding, and we are transitioning now, which we all are, out of wanting to fix and conquer and struggle around creating, getting what we want. And if we are wanting things and people to communicate with us easily, listen to those words, communicate with us easily. We are living in big frustration because we're fighting ourselves. So one part of us is still going, no, 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 I have to fix things. I have to fix things or I don't have a reason. I have to fix things or they don't work. I have to take care of everything or it doesn't happen. And we're wanting to let that go. And we're in the middle of it, then it's going to create a lot of frustration for us because what's happening is things are coming up and we're getting smacked in the face with them so that we can realize we have to let the struggle go. We have to let the fixing go. And communication with us is a key phrase here. We are kind of stuck here because of the big information that I'm giving you coming up. We are stuck here because we are not connected to the charge of love that we are. Let me read it again. We are not connected to the charge of love that we are. And if we are not connected to that charge, Rest-A-Give is almost impossible. Now remember, rest and give is giving and receiving in the same moment. Okay? So what the information that was given to me this week is that our electromagnetic systems have been actually disconnected on a cellular level. That we have not been connected to our own electrical charge of love. So I'm going to read this. You're holding the intention that you are directing this for you. Hold on. Sheet 3, number 2. Yes. We are directing that all our energetic systems, both in the body, above and below, are open front and back, balanced, repaired, and spinning correctly on a cellular level. On a cellular level. We're invoking the violet flame and the golden light. This is our clear direction to the energy that we are. We are the directors and creators of our own energy, and we are telling ourselves, directing ourselves to connect with our own and all of our energetic systems, which includes the electromagnetic system on a cellular level. I am connected to the God of love that I am. That is our claim. Now, a lot of this came about because I realized that I was getting annoyed. I was getting annoyed about a lot of things, why things weren't working, why things were so hard for me, especially electromagnetically, right, electronically. And the channel said, well, you know, this is a good way for us to get your attention about what needs to be brought into balance. See? You know, I just felt like I was, and I'm interested to see if any of you resonate with this, felt like I was just being put out by the world. Everything was too hard. I wasn't respected. I wasn't taken care of. But, you see, I also didn't want to be taken care of because then I would have to let go of my story of trouble in the world. Now that's my world, the world, whatever. So that keeps me taking myself down. But we've always thought it was being disconnected. And they said, yes, we always thought it was, we're divided, but we're divided because we have been disconnected from this charge of love that we are. So this has a lot to do with money, with the webinar, money, Thanksgiving, and Resigive, right? Because Resigive can't happen if we are not connected to the charge of love that we are. Okay. We are choosing now to send this out to the ionosphere. The channel is suggesting and inviting you to do this for 1 week. I am connected to the electrical charge of love that I am. And invoke the violet flame and the golden light, which, as you know, cleans out everything, brings everything into harmony, changes everything that may not be into harmony back into light and toward the direction that you give it. So I'm going to say it one more time. I am connected to the electrical charge of love that I am. And I send this out to the ionosphere to be delivered back to me. 1 week, guys. So next Sunday, I'm going to hopefully remember to ask all of you if indeed you have remembered to do this for the week. Okay, I can go to the callers, and here we go. Hello, Karen. How are you, darling? Karen in Toronto.
Hi, Dee. I've missed you. I love you. How are you?
I'm fabulous, darling. And you?
I'm great, too. I've had a lot going on. I find I'm not feeling well, so I know that's linked to my state of energy, just with migraines and just not feeling good. But I have been showing up and doing my art in every possible way, and it's been beautiful because it flows. And
okay. So is it a who? Who are you angry toward?
Who am I angry toward?
Uh-huh.
Well,
it's a guy. So what guy are you angry toward?
Well, Probably my husband.
Yep. So why, you knew that the minute I said it. Why were you afraid to acknowledge that?
Because I thought I was at peace about that.
Uh-huh. Okay. That's what's compromising your immune system, and this is exactly what my e-blast tomorrow is about. If you're angry at anything, including yourself, including the world, God, your parents, your kids, your significant other, if you're angry, period, you are crashing your immune system. You'll read more about this in the e-blast tomorrow. Yeah. So, again...
Is that because I'm trying to convince myself to trust, but something, there's that zig of energy that I'm not understanding?
Well, it's about trust. You don't trust him to support you. Is that true?
No. Yes. Well, he supports me, but I just don't trust whether it's real. If there's an ulterior... It seems like when things are perfect, there's something behind it that is not perfect. And so I've learned when I'm treated perfect, or that... Yeah.
Yeah. So let's look at that. So what's our... core belief, hold on, we're going to a core belief around that, because that's exactly what I was talking about in the first of the show, in the first of the hour, was if we believe we have to fix things, even when things are perfect, we're not going to trust them, and we're going to have to think we have to keep fixing them, right?
Right.
This page here. Okay, I'll never be good enough. So I lose. So I'm not good enough for everything to be perfect. I'm not good enough to be supported. I'm not good enough for everything to work in my life. But if I can struggle or be sick or get migraines or be frustrated and have to fix something, I don't know what you're doing, but stop doing it because it's noisy. Then we can feel like we're worth enough. Do you understand?
Right.
So you're not really pissed off at him. You're really pissed off at yourself.
Exactly.
For not knowing that you're worth. Yeah, for not knowing that you're worth being supported like this.
Okay.
So we're investing the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. That's what we mean when we say when we're connected to the charge of love that we are. And we so love ourselves that we see that the whole world is coming toward us in love. That's when we know we're complete. We have been on the road to doing this, but we have not realized until yesterday that we were disconnected from our own charge of love. So again, nobody else can do that for us. We have to do that, don't we?
Right.
So I would ask you for the next week to open your heart, go into your love place, you know, as you really experientially claim, I am connected to the electrical charge of love that I am, and send that out to the universe and start allowing yourself to accept being supported.
Okay. Thank you. I love
Anything
you.
Else?
Thank you.
I love you too. Don't stay away now. Goodbye.
Okay. Bye.
Oh, well, what a perfect beginning. Perfect beginning. And we're going to Cindy in California. Hi, sweetheart. You're on.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. For a while, I've been, like a year, really wanting to do workshops, start expanding in that way and doing something new, but I'm not. So I'm wondering
what... No, you've been thinking about it. Yeah, you've been thinking about it, but when I say, and you really wanted to, But when I say you've taken any action toward that, I get a no.
Right. And so, I've taken a little bit, and that's really my question. What can I do to take
well,
that action
to
move forward?
You have to decide that no matter what you have to do, you're going to do that. Because what you're doing now, I don't know if you've ever heard me speak live, but I do this whole analogy about sitting and looking at a door. I've got to walk out that door. I have got to walk out that door. Well, maybe I'm too old to walk out the door. Maybe I'm too young. Maybe I'm too fat. Maybe what's on the other side of the door isn't safe. And we think that going through all that is actually doing something that's going to get us to walk out the door, and it's not. But we feel like it is because we think about it a lot.
Right.
So when I say, do you love yourself enough to create this dream, I get a no.
Mm-hmm.
So why would that be? Well, we know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we just connected ourselves to the charge of love. But if you're, do you have children?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Is there anything that you wouldn't do to give those children what they want and to make them happy in this life?
No.
Okay, but you see, you're not doing that to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I had to get up every morning, Cindy, and look at myself in the mirror, and it was daunting financially, creatively, certainly business-wise. I had to get up and look in the mirror and go, Deanna, you have committed to getting this bear out to the world. Whatever you have to do today, you are going to choose to do. And then I would find a way, or I would find a person, or, you know, if I didn't know how to do it, I'd figure out, or I'd find somebody to help me. So what's the first step that you can take tomorrow? And you're going to have to take it tomorrow if you're going to follow through with us now. What is it that you want to create, Cindy? And this is for everybody. What is it that you want to create?
Well, I want to create workshops that expand myself and also help expand other people.
Well,
and really start
it's one in the same. That's Recigive. You help other people expand, you expand. Every time I do a show like this, I expand. Because
right.
The expansion of information is for everyone. Okay, now, when I say, do you really believe that you have information that can help people expand, I get a no.
Hmm.
So,
that's funny,
what kind of workshop
really
do you want to do?
What's that? I'm sorry. Oh, was I going to say that actually surprises me because I really feel like I do. I mean, I have an outline. I have, you know, certain aspects of action that I've taken, but I don't have it started even putting together an actual, you know, what would be the program. I've got, you know, certain slides ready. But,
okay. But we're talking about you energetically, absolutely knowing that you have information to give that will free people in the manifestation of their lives. Everybody listen to me. Doing all the busy work is great. And it's needed. And it's part of bringing your dream to fruition. And if you are not in alignment and in harmony first, in your energy, then all the other stuff becomes busy work that sort of kind of gets manifested, but not really. So they want to give you the one thing that you need to bring together within yourself. Sheet. But give me a song, please. Any song.
Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head.
Okay. They always give me that because the scene from Butch Cassidy, they're having fun while rain is pouring down upon them. And it's a metaphor for good always brings bad. Or I move forward and then I get pulled back. Or the positive and the negative is collapsed together for you. And this was modeled to you from your father. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what you have got to get in harmony with, is I'm going to take these steps and I'm going to love doing this. And I am going to stay connected to the electrical charge of love around this in every decision and action I make, because I know it's all good. I know that every step I take and every workshop I do creates more and more and more good for me. Because, guys, our parents and our grandparents grew up in worlds with wars and depressions, and we all pretty much got the message that watch out. When you try to create something good, it gets taken away from you. Or something bad happens. Or it doesn't happen at all. We've got to shift that. That's not a loving thought toward ourselves and toward our creative abilities. Are you with me, Cindy?
Yes.
Okay. Are you clear about what the channel gave you here?
I am. I guess the only last question I have is I'm totally clear. I understand exactly what's being said. I also feel like I've heard that before and taken the steps to move past that. And so what is going to be different this time?
Okay. Again, it's not the physical step. It's the energetic step.
Right. I feel like I've done a ton of energetic steps as well.
And we all have. Mm-hmm. But the truth is, we are not living what we know. We are not living what we know. Like Karen, you know, she knows that this man is supporting her, and she knows that trusting that is going to be in her happiness, but yet she wasn't doing it.
Right.
Whenever you think about these workshops, are you just totally filled with love and excitement, or do you worry about them and ponder about what's wrong?
Maybe some of both. I mean, I've learned that, so
yeah,
I did try to.
Some of both isn't going to work.
Yeah.
And that's why they're trying to point out to everybody, you've got to bring the other side of you on board so that all of you is connected to the love and the excitement and the passion for yourself and for everything you do. Okay, baby? That's it.
Okay.
Work on it for a week and see it shift.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right. You bet, sweetie. You know, guys, this is where we're all at. We all know it. We've all heard it. Now we've really got to be tough love with ourselves and live it. Hi, Jeannie. What's up?
Oh, I'm unmuted. Hello, I love you. And
I
the
love
kids
you.
Love the bears.
Oh, my gosh. They are so beautiful, Jeannie. So beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for the picture and the feedback and
it is our pleasure, and that I'm saying that as a family person. But I have to tell you, I had to back out of the NYU project because they cut my sheens completely, left me with three lines, and I would still have to pay for a taxi service out to the tip of Brooklyn.
Okay. So let's look at that, because they just gave me, there's a movie I did with Harrison Ford, and when I auditioned for it, I had three beautiful scenes. The night before I was supposed to fly up, they had cut almost everything, and I called my agent. I said, I can't do this. This is like a day player thing. I can't do this. And he said, Dee, I think you should do this. And we had a long conversation about it. So I want to get to the bottom of why we would create that, Jeannie. Because what we want, you see, is to be back to the beginning. We want to feel, I was saying I didn't feel loved, I didn't feel honored, I didn't feel taken care of. And that's how you feel now, right?
Yes and no.
Yeah.
If this had been a paying job, that's something different.
No, that's your mind. That's your mind. That's what you say you think it's about, but that's not really what it's about. So let's get to what it's about. Because in the beginning, Jeannie, when we started out being actors, we loved it so much we'd do anything for free. It's not about the money, but it is about, that's the highest word, image. It's about image. And now I'm to go to a core belief, this thing. If I don't know I am energy, I can't direct the energy that I am. Holy heck. Okay, so we're going back to, all right, this is what we're supposed to claim. I absolutely know that I am the energy that directs my energy into connecting to the electrical charge of love that I am. I know, I accept, I am the energy that has to take responsibility, that has the power to connect to the electrical charge of love that I am. I love myself so much that I allow myself and all the world to create the desires of my heart. And the desires of our heart is that we get to do what we love, we get paid well for it. That's recipes. I give my energy, the universe honors my energy with a great experience, with an exchange financially, with beautiful health, with freedom in relationships. I am always in recipe of love with the universe, and so it is.
And so it is.
Okay,
but I got
now,
another agent at the same time.
Well, fabulous. Now,
yep. A much bigger agency, much more work possible.
And back to our last caller, Cindy. The agent, you got all that in alignment physically, Jeannie. Great creating. Now, you want to make sure that you keep yourself energetically in connection with this love of the God that you are. Because the God that you are can be hate also. The God that you are can be disappointment. The God that you are can be a non-creative God. You define the God that you are.
Yes.
The God part is the reflection of the fact that you are the director of that energy, and it will manifest for you as you direct it. So we're worth it. We deserve it. We know it. We're ready to play big, guys.
Most now, definitely.
Okay, so they want to balance that for all of us.
Please.
We are all playing big. Invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, and the golden light around anything and everything that might be in our way from playing big. I am divine love. And so it is.
And so it is.
Yep. And we're done. And congratulations, Jeannie. Now, you know, a bigger agent means Jeannie's got to be in alignment with bigger projects, bigger money, and more success.
Most definitely. And Jeannie,
okay,
doesn't have to shell out almost $1,500 for non-paid work. That
exactly.
You know?
That is not good recipes.
Correct.
Unless it's a project that feeds you in another way. the project, and I believe I showed you all when I was in New York, that Flowers in December that I did.
Right.
I did that because it fed my actor's soul. I didn't get paid a cent for it.
I understand.
It was my choice. Yeah.
I understand that. And then I read the rewrite of the script. That's a whole other topic, my dear.
Well, and your passion fell out. So
that's right.
You followed your heart. Now we want to bring in projects that we go all the way and complete, that they're projects we want to do, and we feel great about doing them, and we're passionate and excited, and we get financially paid for our recipes in that. Perfect.
Exactly.
Thing to bring together for the webinar. Thank you, darling.
My
and
pleasure. Love, recipe, and everything.
And buffalopaloo to you. Thanks, baby. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, she just sent me a picture of their beautiful, beautiful children. Bob! Hi, sweetheart. What's up?
I'm following up on the conversation from last week, the last one, and that is there may be some ancestral blockage or belief. I don't know. I'm trying to clear every day. Things were going along very well for me, and then I got home the other night, and I got a letter in the mail that the bank is canceling a wonderful loan modification on my house, because I hadn't returned the second document they sent. I mean, these are all technical things, and I got right on it. I called them, I wrote them, I emailed them, and I know it's going to clear up. And then I got another letter about a credit card debt that I thought had been completely satisfied and written off, and a law firm has picked it up, and they want to make some money. These are flies in the ointment that I don't know why I keep attracting them to me.
Okay, Bob, I'm going to go back to the email that we exchanged. What does all of this have to do with your father, that who you can't forgive?
I can't forgive or forget?
Forgive or forget what he did. Can you tell me what he did so I can tie it together? Is it all right to talk about on the air?
I don't know where you're going, because he was a father from the 40s. You know, he was aloof. He was caring, but not. He didn't demonstrate love. Is that what you want me to get into?
Well, it's not what I want you to do, baby. They're telling me that what you're asking about, and the email that you sent me around, or the card, sorry, that you sent me around the fact that you could not forgive him. What is it that you cannot forgive him for?
I don't believe I used those words in the card, but I didn't make a copy of it. So I don't have any grudge against him. You know, he was my father. And he supported me and the family as best he could, and helped me get launched.
Uh-huh. But that did not... Okay. It's absolutely perfect in the theme of the show and what we're doing here today. You said just a few minutes ago, he was aloof. He didn't express love, and yet he financially took care of everybody. Would that be accurate?
Yes, to
okay.
the best that he could.
Okay.
But he was the father of the period.
I understand that, Bob. But I want you to see a connection that you've made because of that, that's not serving you financially.
Good.
And again, the webinar is money, Thanksgiving, and recipes. So here we have a belief that money is detached and disconnected from love. So you're bringing together everything we've talked about on the show so far, that we must be connected to the electromagnetic charge of love that we are. And when I taught the I Am Money webinar, remember they had me take a picture of my daughter, who you all know is the love of my life, and say, this is the person I love the most in my life, and this is the same energy as money. But you, in the beginning of your financial career, you loved making money. You loved it. Is that true?
I love being, as Jared says, it's achieving. And that's a that's one of the recognitions of achievement.
Okay, but you loved it, yes or no?
I love my job. I love the people I worked with. Yes, that was back in the 60s and 70s.
Okay, so you haven't really loved money, but you've loved being successful. Is that accurate?
Well, the money comes and the money goes. It's mostly not returning
but
yet.
But I want you to see why. Because your electrical charge of love has not connected itself with money, guys.
Okay.
We have to electrically be the charge of love. And that means that electrical charge is connected to money. It's connected to our bodies. It's connected to our relationships. It's connected to everything, because love is the most powerful force on earth that will create everything for us. Do you understand?
Yes.
So you have to allow yourself to take this charge of love and put it in the money, Bob. Put it into success again. Because you want to, well, they're even saying not recreate, create for the first time that the connection of love of who you are is connected with money, that's okay. You learned that love was separate from the care and affection. They want you, all of us, to connect now that charge, that money and a healthy body and awesome relationships and success and an easy, effortless world is all connected to and responsive of the electrical charge of love that we are. Do you understand?
Getting it.
Okay. Money is love, and love is money. And the more you can feel into your love place, and I know you meditate, and go into that beautiful place of love, I want you to allow yourself to see bunches of money flowing into you at the same time. Because money is just another expression of energy, and energy is directed most efficiently through the experience of love. Do you understand?
Thank you. Yes.
Okay. That was brilliant. You brought so many things together about the webinar, about this show. I mean, I feel like they're saying we're starting the webinar already. So thank you all for that. Thank you, Bob. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, awesome. Phyllis in Hawaii. Hi, honey, you're on. Phyllis?
Oh, hello.
Yeah,
hello.
Hi, come on.
Okay,
yeah.
Hi, dude. And thanks for taking my call. I was gone for a couple of weeks, and while I was gone, was kind of like my knee and my hip have been bothering me, and I've been trying to figure out what's going on with that, because
Well, what they're saying is it's about the fact that you were never gone. So what do you mean when you say I was gone for a couple of weeks?
Oh, I went to California.
Hold on. I don't know what's going on here. You went to California physically, but you didn't go energetically, they're saying.
Oh, my God. That's weird.
All right. So let's just get to an understanding of what this is. Again, it's about you disconnecting from you. And it's about walking forward, disconnecting from the part of you that wants to walk forward. That's the highest place we're going. So you were here for a retreat, if I remember.
Yes.
Okay. There's a part of that retreat that asked you to do something about walking forward for yourself. And you're in resistance to that. And we're going to the third sheet. Hang on. 1 through 5. Well, claim that your Hara line is straight, strong, and through the ID point. So that's all about your knowing. You know, and that's really what, whenever you call in, most of the time it's you doubting yourself, Phyllis. And so the part of you that really knows is the part you're disconnecting from. So let's all come together, because hers is ours, is mine is yours, and really direct that the part of us that knows that we are the electrical charge of the love that we are, the part of us that knows is connected, stays connected, and experiences being connected all the time. So that we're always connected to our knowing about the love that we are. That's the highest thing, most complete. Yes. So it's done. So we're invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I know that I am the energy that, hold on, that connects to the electrical charge of love that I am. I am always connected. That's my direction. That's my belief. That's my knowing. And so it is. Okay, now is this resonating with you at all?
Yeah, I think so. It's kind of weird because I kind of quit my job my last day of work and I got on a red eye and went there. It was just kind of like bam, bam, bam. But I'm also having this like, these little patches of itchy skin that I'd had before. And I don't know if that's just more stuff coming out, more...
Yeah, it's stress, Phyllis.
Stress, yeah.
Yeah, remember, okay, basically you're angry at yourself for not going, stop it, Phyllis, you know. You know exactly what you want, you know where you're going, you know what to do, you're taking steps, quit frickin' doubting yourself.
Okay, so I had to do my get moving because I'm kind of like going, oh crap, now I got to move all this stuff or, you know, I got to figure out, I got to make decisions. So, but, you know, yeah, I know.
Yeah, well, make the decisions and the physical things will, according to what I'm hearing, will go away.
Yeah, yeah.
You're erupting because you're not moving. Let me tell you, guys, any hesitation in life is doubt. If you're hesitating, you're doubting. And if you're doubting, you're not loving yourself because you're out of trust with who you are. You want to see your life open up. Move. Make the decision. Handle it. Get it done. And that means I trust myself, because I am electromagnetically the charge of love that I am. I want to remind everybody from this Sunday through next Sunday, you are claiming I am connected to the electrical charge of love that I am, and visually seeing yourself sending it out to the ionosphere and expecting it back. Okay? 1 week, everybody. If you don't do it, if you're just listening and you don't take steps and action around what the channel gives you, don't call in and keep asking the same thing. That's like, I got to walk out the door, but never walking out the door. I'm not saying that you do that, Phyllis, because you usually, as soon as you understand it, you're on it and you take action fearlessly. So this is just that little part of you that went, remember, Phyllis, remember who you are and go get them. All right, baby. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks, Dee. Love you.
I love you, too. Emily in California. Talk quickly.
Hi, Dee.
We're running out of time. Hello, sweetheart.
Okay. Yeah, Cindy's call really helped me a lot. And I am starting a new business helping divorced women find love. And I just want to know if there's anything more to bring into alignment in order to be open to the recidive of now creating paying clients.
So bottom line, what you want, your question is, how do I get paid for what I do now?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you've got to connect money with your self-worth. When I say it is right now, I get a no.
Okay.
So you're worth more if you donate your time. That's your belief. You know, like ministers and teachers are worth more, so they get paid less.
Wow.
Our society values people that are underpaid because we're more honorable. And that's just a BS belief, guys. That is just a BS belief. Oprah is forging the way for us to change that belief. There are many, many, many honorable people out there. Bill Gates. You can be very honorable with money. Your consciousness is what creates the good or the bad or the ugly or the beautiful of money. So, do you love what you do? Do you know you serve people? Do you know that you help people?
Yes.
Okay. Then, for you to say, I don't deserve, and that's really subconsciously what you're saying, being paid to make people happy. I don't deserve being paid to help the world. Now, you can see how ridiculous that sounds, can't you?
Yes.
And all my financial teachers, because this is one of the hardest roads I had to walk, all of my financial teachers taught me that people do not respect, nor do they feel like they receive the awesome gift that you have to give if there is not recidive involved. They've got to give something.
Yeah.
And usually that's financial remuneration. So what feels good to you per hour right now? What feels in harmony with your energy?
Yeah, I'm going to be doing a monthly, so it'll be, people will pay monthly for my help.
Okay.
And $9.97 a month is the amount.
So almost $1,000 a month.
Yeah.
Okay. When I say your energy's in alignment with that, it's totally no. It's way too much.
Okay.
So you've got a choice. You either lower your price or you go, screw that, I am worth that.
Mm-hmm.
But so a monthly means that you're at their beck and call all the time, or
not all the time. We'd have certain sessions, and then they'd have, you know, different materials they're working on, and so a comprehensive program. But
so again, you've got the action in place. You don't have the harmony with yourself in place.
Yeah.
And that's what you have to look at doing.
And where am I falling out with that amount?
Because you think it's too much. You think $1,000 a month is too much to ask of people to pay for what you're doing.
Uh-huh.
You're okay with 500. When I go to 600, I get a no.
Okay.
So start exploring where that's been modeled in your life, why you might believe that. Do you want to turn it around? Your intention is, I want to be in harmony and excitement and passion and love and self-worth around what I'm asking for the services I'm giving.
Okay.
Whatever I have to do to get in harmony with that, that is my intention. You got it?
Got it. Thank you.
Oh, you bet. Yeah, this workshop that I just did with Candy G, it was so phenomenal. And we spoke together, and then Les Brown spoke at the end of the conference. And Les Brown is a multimillionaire motivational speaker, which brought up a lot of stuff for me and helped me write quite an incredible e-blast that you all will get tomorrow at some point. So we're over again. Gosh, we just need to make this show 2 hours. Until we meet again, you know the drill. You hear it. You understand it. Are you practicing it? Loving yourself more? Loving yourself more? Knowing your amazement more? Feeling into the incredible electrical charge of love that you are? Do that for the next week until we meet again. I love you all so very much. Visit Buffalopaloo and pass the I Love Me movement on.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, PBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.